Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's been all about the Cereal Box Challenge with Stratford Festival. Ryan Cleveland is here, back after the weekend. Ryan, good to see you.
Jamie, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Ryan. This has been awesome with the Stratford Festival of the Cereal Box Challenge, and it officially ended yesterday. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, Jamie, that's correct. We wrapped things up over there yesterday. I bring some good news with me this morning. I'm very excited to share that with you, the listeners, and the community. It was nothing short of an extraordinary effort, and yes, we've wrapped up as of yesterday, and brighter days ahead.
All right, so we know that the challenge went up to, I think, was it 340 boxes? Is that right?
That's correct. The Stratford Police Services, Constable Darren Fisher and his team, they were able to raise 339 boxes of cereal for this community. That'll be split between the Salvation Army, the House of Blessing. We moved our goal from 324 boxes to 340 boxes, thanks to the Stratford Police Services and the Stratford Fire Department. 340 was our target. Yes, that is correct, Jamie.
All right. So do you have news for us and how you have done with the Cereal Box Challenge?
Jamie, I'm delighted to be in studio this morning. I didn't sleep last night. Couldn't wait to share this news with you and also the listeners and the citizens of this community. Shall I lay it on you?
Yeah, lay it on us.
Jamie, the Stratford Festival will be donating 572 boxes of cereal.
Woo-hoo!
572 boxes. Jamie,
fantastic.
Jamie, 572. I was on pins and needles when the goal was set at 324 to beat Stratford Youth Soccer, which came in at 323 boxes of cereal. When Constable Darren Fisher announced 339 was his total, I knew we had to beat that. I was nervous about it, but I thought there's got to be a way. Jamie, the Stratford Festival, the employees, the hardworking people over there have come together, and we are donating 572 boxes of cereal to the Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank and also the Stratford Salvation Army.
Well, well done on that. And there's also been cash donations as well, we should mention.
Jamie, certainly. There are folks that live a very, very busy life. They don't have time to go out and grab cereal boxes. They weren't sure what kind of cereal boxes to grab. They just, you know, they thought, what if I make a cash donation just to be part of the effort? That is certainly okay to do that. I would like to share a piece of information with you. We did raise, on top of the 572 cereal boxes, we have raised $1,300 from the Stratford Festival employees.
Woo! Wow, that is incredible.
Jamie, wow and incredible. That doesn't cut it. The kindness, the example that we are trying to set and participate and be involved in this community. I when those numbers came across my desk yesterday, I was shocked, and I can't believe 572 cereal boxes and $1,300 in cash, Jamie.
That is fantastic. So that is great news with the Stratford Festival and the Cereal Box Challenge above and beyond. And also a big shout out to Food Basics, who were great and instrumental in all of this as well.
Absolutely. Jamie, I'm glad you mentioned the Food Basics piece there. We still don't have numbers from our weekend that we spent at Food Basics collecting cereal boxes. I'm hoping for an announcement on that later this week, possibly early next week. We do have significant volunteers trying to help us count that. A shout out to Sandy Davis and both Bethany Kovarik. They've been instrumental in helping me really get this Cereal Box Challenge going and also seeing it through to its end. We are very, very excited. We will have more details to follow when we get those numbers. So thank you for mentioning Food Basics. But again, Jamie, the staff over there at the Stratford Festival, what a commendable effort. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no kidding. So again, the Stratford Festival Cereal Box Challenge has wrapped up. Who's being challenged here, Ryan?
Jamie, thank you for asking. Unfortunately, that is a question that remains to be had.
Okay.
I would like to share that piece of information with you when I get the green light. Right now, being as our challenge just ended yesterday, counting those 572 boxes of cereal was our goal yesterday.
Fair enough.
We will reach out and challenge someone in the coming days. We would like to share that announcement with you guys shortly, hoping that we can do that by end of week. So Jamie, thanks again for asking that. Again, to all of the folks over at the Stratford Festival, 572 cereal boxes, $1,300 in cash will be donated to the Stratford House of Blessing Food Bank and also the Stratford Salvation Army.
Ryan Cleveland with the Stratford Festival Cereal Box Challenge. Ryan, congratulations on a fantastic challenge and a great campaign.
Jamie, thank you. I would like to thank both you, the radio stations, KFEL, and everybody here that's part of your team. You guys have been instrumental in our success as well. I know the community has been involved listening. They've told us that. Jamie, I can't thank you for your time in studio, and I look forward to wrapping this up with you in the coming week. So thank you for everything, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.